Thank you all very much. Kim, thank you for the very kind introduction. Thank you all for the warm welcome. Yes, Gabriel did just eat chicken fingers for the first time tonight, something my wife has worked on for many, many months. I have to say, it's a hard act to follow, Matt Bevin. I now know. First off, Matt has 9 kids. I just have 2, 1 unborn still, and he brings them with him. And he tells you that you should bring your children with you. Now, I would. You can see the Brinstead kids running up and down around here. And I see a glimpse of my future ahead of me when Anna gives birth in about 5 weeks. But she can't be here tonight because we do have the toddler. There they go again. Now they're corralled. And at 35 weeks pregnant, she's not able to fly. But she would love to be here because she's got a brother and a sister-in-law that lives up in Cedar Falls, and her godmother lives over outside Davenport. She was actually born in Sioux City. So I married an Iowa girl, you might say. But that's not the only reason it's hard to follow Matt Bevin. I know, you know, I unfortunately came empty-handed tonight. But I will say, after seeing that set of gifts, I know who I'm going to have come to Arkansas every year for our Lincoln Day dinner. Governor, I'm sorry that we don't have our own special brand of adult beverage in Arkansas that we could provide. I will say this, though. Even though I'm contributing modestly to the Iowa tourism economy this weekend, Matt, I do contribute very significantly to Kentucky's economy from a distance every single night. In my 5 years on active duty between Iraq and Afghanistan, I served in the Old Guard at Arlington National Cemetery. It's a real honor. We perform the ceremonies in the Capital Region. We also perform all the funerals at Arlington National Cemetery. And a special unit, the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier Sentinels, guard the Tomb of the Unknowns. They've been doing so every day, every minute, for 79 years, rain or shine, no matter what the weather is. And some of you... Some of you have probably been there. Many of you have probably seen TV specials about them. They're a very special group of soldiers. I didn't do that personally. I was an officer, and they don't trust officers to do that kind of job. But you may have also read about some of the stories on the internet. You know, they say that once you're a tomb guard, you can never swear again, or you can never drink alcohol whatsoever. And I had the privilege last weekend of speaking at the reunion of the tomb guards. And if you want to know the truthfulness of those claims on the internet that the tomb guards can never drink again, you should go to one of their reunions every 2 years. But it is very a very great honor to be here tonight to celebrate America's governor, Terry Branstad. I remember celebrating that first victory when I was 5 years old in 1982. I was so excited for Iowa. But as Kim said, I was here just 5 weeks ago. Just 5 weeks ago, campaigning with Chuck Grassley and campaigning with a lot of your state Senate candidates. And obviously, on election night, I was watching for my colleagues like Chuck Grassley and so many other U.S. senators across the country. And I was so excited to see us hold on to the majority in the U.S. Senate. I was rooting for my friends in Arkansas, and where we increased our majorities in our state legislature, and we reelected John Bozeman. But I was also watching very closely in Iowa. I was so excited to see that you just didn't just barely squeak across the line, but you blew it out at every level, to include taking back your state Senate majority. And what better testament to the trust and the respect and the honor that the people of Iowa have for Governor Branstad than to deliver him such a large majority in the state legislature once again. And Chuck Grassley, what can you say about Chuck Grassley? I was with him on the campaign trail when he dropped down and started doing push-ups. The 22 push-up challenge to remind us that 22 veterans on average take their lives every day. David Young, we just passed this past week in the U.S. Senate David Young's bill to reform the Veterans Crisis Hotline to make sure to make sure that no veteran's call for help ever goes unanswered. But after we did the 22 push-up challenge, you know, Chuck is a few years older than I am. I said that we should do another challenge. We should both do the number of push-ups that we have years in our lives. He didn't take me up on that one, though. However, I can tell you that there has been no senator who is tougher and stronger and firmer in the United States Senate for the last 8 months than Chuck Grassley, as the chair of the Judiciary Committee, standing in the breach to make sure that we save the Supreme Court of the United States. And I can, you know, as a new senator, you preside over the Senate a lot, and that is very much a duty, not an honor. And particularly for me, because I preside in the morning when I get to listen to Mitch McConnell and Harry Reid speak every morning. Now, Mitch is good. He's fine. Sometimes it's a little dry. It's the schedule of the day. But then you have to listen to Harry Reid. And the number of personal, petty attacks that Harry Reid mounted against Chuck Grassley for doing the right thing and letting the American people have a say in who the choice of their Supreme Court is was astonishing. And Chuck Grassley deserves all of our thanks and our honor and our respect for doing just that. Because this is not just a 4-year election for president. This is not just a 6-year election for the Senate. This was a 40-year election for the Supreme Court of the United States of America, and Chuck Grassley for 40 years has saved the Supreme Court. And I was so excited to see Steve and David and Rod return to the U.S. House again. I was so excited to see you give your 6 electoral votes to Donald Trump by almost 10%. In fact, Iowa this year was more Republican in the presidential election than Texas was. Now, we voted for Donald Trump by 27 points, so you have a ways to go yet. But it was an incredible election. Now, I have some bad news. Every cloud has a silver lining. Because Donald Trump won such a smashing victory, because he won more electoral votes than any Republican candidate since 1988, regrettably, all of you are going to be seeing a lot more Democrats down here for the next 4 years. But welcome them. Invite them to come back and spend their tourism dollars. And then just make sure you give those 6 electoral votes to Donald Trump once again. But, you know, when you think about this election year, it was a pretty astonishing victory for us. Not just Donald Trump's victory. The fact that we held the United States Senate against such high odds, that we had so many victories at the state level, like in Iowa and like in Arkansas. But it was really an exclamation point on the Obama era. And I wanted, you know, in the Army, a sniper would open up his scope a little bit more to take in more of the landscape. I want to do that for a moment, just open it up a little bit more broadly so we can think about what's happened over the last 8 years. Think about where you were 8 years ago. I was in Afghanistan. I got as far away as I could from America during that election. But think about where you were just a few days after the 2008 election and how bad things were. How few offices Republicans held in Iowa, in Arkansas, all around America. In Arkansas, I can tell you, we held virtually nothing. 1 seat in Congress out of 6. No statewide offices. Barely a third in the state House and the state Senate. Today, just 8 years on in Arkansas, we hold 6 out of 6 seats in Congress. We hold 7 out of 7 seats of our statewide officers, and we have a 3/4 majority in our state House and our state Senate. And I know you've seen a lot of changes. You've seen a lot of changes here in Iowa as well. You've had Governor Terry Branstad returned to office with Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds. You now hold, I looked it up online, so it's all right. You now hold 5 out of 7 statewide offices. You had 44 state representatives. You now have 59. You had only 18 state senators. You now have 29. And in Congress, you only had 3 out of 6 seats in your congressional delegation. Now you have 5 out of 6 seats, to include Joni Ernst, a great new senator who was elected with me. It's not just Iowa and Arkansas, though. Look at what's happened nationwide. Just 8 years ago, we only had 40 seats in the United States Senate. 40 seats in the United States Senate. That means that the Democratic Party was able to pass in lockstep laws like Obamacare and the stimulus. We now have 52 seats and control the majority. In the House of Representatives, this is pretty amazing, 176 seats, only 176 seats at our low point 8 years ago. After this election, we now hold 238 seats. A pickup of 62 seats in the 50 governors around the country. We only had 22 governors 8 years ago. Now, with the election of Matt Bevin last year and a couple more this year, 33 governors out of 50. And with, you know, picking up control of your state house, your state senate over the last 8 years, our state house, our state senate over the last 8 years, we have gone from controlling only 40 out of the nation's 98 legislative chambers to 67 of them, winning over 900 state legislative seats. Now, some people say that it's now up to us to show that we can govern. We've got to show we can govern, be responsible. I would submit to you, ladies and gentlemen, that we have already shown we can govern, and the American people have chosen us as their governing party. However, things can change quickly. You know, in the last 10 years, we've had 6 elections. 5 of them have been big change elections. Obviously, 2006, when the Republicans lost the Congress. 2008, when we lost the White House. 2010, we won the U.S. House back. 2012 was the one status quo election. 2014, we won the Senate back with Joni and me and so many others. And in 2016, the granddaddy of them all, Donald Trump, won the presidency of the United States. So I think the American people are trying to send us a message in Washington. They're trying to say, we really mean it. We really want to change in the way things are being done. The Republican Party has not been this dominant across the country since 1928. But guess what happened after 1928? The American people now expect us to deliver on our promises, whether it's in Washington, D.C., or Des Moines, Iowa, or Little Rock, Arkansas. And we've made a great start. Donald Trump is off to a great start with his transition. I can tell you that Jeff Sessions is one of the finest men in the United States Senate, and he will be an excellent Attorney General for the United States of America. Mike Pompeo is going to be the new CIA director. He is one of my closest friends in the United States Congress, and there was no stronger advocate right next to me against that dangerous nuclear deal with Iran than Mike Pompeo from the state of Kansas, your next CIA director. Mike Flynn is a warrior's warrior. He was so critical to what Stan McChrystal and Dave Petraeus and so many of our brave troops did in Iraq to kill off al-Qaeda in Iraq. He understands the threat of Islamic terrorism, and he is going to make sure that we win the war on terror. And Reince Priebus and Steve Bannon, obviously, they worked very closely with Donald Trump to make sure that that campaign was able to get across the finish line. Many of you know Reince as a next-door state party chair and as our national chair. Steve Bannon has been a very capable advisor to Donald Trump. The two of them are ready to go and make sure that Donald Trump is a success as our next president. Now, There's a lot else to do, though. Donald Trump has a lot of selections left to make, and then when the new Congress comes in January and when he's inaugurated, we've got to start delivering on the very promises we made about picking a man or a woman for the Supreme Court who will actually uphold the Constitution and the laws of the United States as it is written, not according to his or her own personal preferences. Building a wall and enforcing our laws and ensuring that violent, illegal immigrants who have no place in our country to begin with are sent back to where they belong, their own country. Turning around the mess that Obamacare has made of our health care system so working families can once again afford insurance that fits their needs and their family situation, and reforming our tax and our regulatory system so we can get our economy growing again, so people can get back to work and get a decent raise for the first time in decades. These are all big challenges. I know you've got challenges here as well. I know you've got a lot of exciting new issues the governor is going to be able to address for the first time when he has a majority in 20 years to deliver on his agenda rather than to impede, obstruct, delay, and stop his agenda. We've got the same thing in Arkansas as well. It's an exciting time there too. But it's up to all of us, all of those you entrusted to govern you here in Iowa, in Arkansas, in Washington, D.C., to make good on all those promises. And if we do that, this will not be a Republican victory as great as it is for our party. This will be an American victory for a country that will stand together, one and all, for safety, prosperity, and freedom that our founding fathers blessed us with. I for one, am incredibly excited to get back to work in our new majority with our new president. I know that Governor Branstad is excited to do that as well, and I know that you're all very excited to have him leading you with Republicans in the legislature once again. So I just want to say thank you again. Thank you again for welcoming me back. This is going to be my last trip for a while. My wife is in her no-fly period, so I'm in my no-fly period after tomorrow morning when I go home. It was great to be with you last month campaigning. It's great to be back now to celebrate Governor Branstad's birthday. You know, he just came back from East Asia and crossed the date line, so I think he got to celebrate it twice. I am just very honored to be back with you once again. Thank you all. God bless you. God bless the United States of America.